Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Dose. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among pagans, for a man has his father's wife, and you are arrogant. Ought you not to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in the body, I am present in spirit, and as if present, I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present with the power of the Lord Jesus, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. Since then, you need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother, if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Paul is dealing here in the Corinthian church with the sexually immoral. Doesn't that sound like our day today? Doesn't it sound like Paul could be writing to a Lutheran church here in America? We know that sexual immorality defiles the church. And here in the Corinthian church, there was a man who had his father's wife. Now, we believe that this is not some sort of incestual relation, but rather a stepmother situation where the man was with his father's wife. St. Paul reminds the Corinthians that this sort of behavior ruins and defiles the church. And so Paul wants them to expel the immoral person. Paul, although he is not with them, is with them in spirit. He has pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. So it seems as though Paul heard about this and was writing to them about the situation. All seems lost. All seems very heavy. Especially when Paul says, you are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Here we see the law at work. We know that God's word is used for both law and gospel. We know that expelling the immoral person from the congregation leads to, or what we believe will lead to, repentance and then forgiveness. Paul wanted this person to be expelled from the congregation, so that the law might have its full weight, its full power, so that repentance and faith would bring about the forgiveness of sins. Paul recognized that this sin was heavy. He recognized that the sin was causing divisions in the church. And so he says, hand him over to Satan so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Paul wants there to be the forgiveness of sins. Paul wants there to be Jesus for this person. As we look throughout the rest of the text here in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we see that Paul wants the Corinthians to continue not in the ways of the world, but rather that they continue in the ways of Christ. He says, let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Where does that sincerity and truth come from? It comes only from Christ, who is their forgiveness, who is our forgiveness. And so as we look at this text from 1 Corinthians, we know that the word speaks to the Corinthians, but it speaks to us today as well. For we know that we repent of our sins and we look to forgiveness and faith in Christ Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. And so today, know that Christ has forgiven you. Know that Christ draws you out of the old ways of the world. Know that Christ delivers you from the temptations that come over and over again. And know that Christ gives you his Holy Spirit so that you may know and understand God's word and that you can live with him in peace here in this world, but in the world to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. O Lord, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of your just judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you forever hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.